Hello, surprise! This is a random little episode, and as you can see, I'm not in the podcast studio. I'm in my bedroom. I'm sitting on the floor in my bedroom, but we are here to give you an extra little bonus episode. I wanted to collate together some of my favourite moments from season one. Season one has been truly incredible. I've had so much fun creating How Very Hannah with the team. Everyone's worked really, really hard on it, and I can't wait for it to continue growing bigger and better and more stagey and more chaotic and more dramatic. If you're an audio listener, I'm wearing a top that says dramatic. I want to take this moment to give a huge shout out and thanks to everyone who's worked on How Very Hannah. So we've got producer Sophia, we've got Joe who wrote the music, we've got Ella who does the editing and the assisting, we've got Matt, we've got Finn who do the videographing. Is that the word? Videographering. You know what I mean. We've got everyone at the Phoenix Arts Club for looking after us. We've got the whole incredible team at TVH Talent, Lucy, Mia, Verity, absolute legends. A big, big thank you to the brands that we've worked with on a couple of the episodes. We've done some sponsored segments for After the Act at the Royal Court, for Oscar at the Crown. I've loved getting creative, filming those ads, and also kind of sharing that with the world and trying to encourage you all to go and see different types of shows. Thank you to all of our guests. We've had chef's kiss guests for season one. Love them all. Let me see if I can remember them in order. First was Leighton. Then it was Erin. Then it was Joe and Kane. Then it was Tom. I know Tom's episode 5, but obviously the first episode was a solo episode, so I was like, Tom? No, yeah, so Tom is episode 5. Then it was Tea and Coffee, episode 6. Episode 7 was a solo episode. Yeah, it was a solo episode. And then it was Louise and Darcy, episode 8. And then it was Grace Mower, episode 9. It was Jacob Fowler, episode 10. It was M. Wallbank, episode 11. And it was My Dog Reuben, episode 12. So thank you. Wow, I'm so glad I remembered that all from my own brain. And of course, the biggest thank you to all of you guys for the constant support and love on How Very Hannah. Thanks for your dilemmas, your hotlines. You can continue sending them in to hello@howveryhannah.com, and we might use those for series 2 and beyond, or whatever might be coming up soon. We want How Very Hannah to keep growing and growing. So every like, comment, share, all the love and support really, really goes a long, long way. We love you so much for it. I can't believe season one is complete already, but stay tuned for more things coming. And I hope you enjoy the next couple of clips of some of my favorite moments from the season. Love you all so much. Make sure to follow wherever you are. I'm constantly like, follow, subscribe. But you'll be surprised the amount of people that listen to the podcast every week but don't actually follow it on Spotify or on subscribe on YouTube. So make sure you're doing that. And I'm going to stop telling you to do stuff now. And I'm just going to allow you to enjoy. And I'll see you all very, very soon for hopefully season 2 and hopefully some other exciting things that I can't talk about yet but will be coming very, very soon.
There was a stagey girl with a big dream. She hoped, dreamed, and prayed to work at Tesco. Wait, someone's written this script wrong. Can we get a redo?
Take 2.
I dreamed a dream that one day I would hit the stage. And so it seems that dream has come true.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh my God, you guys, it's really happening. My life has been changed for the better, and I'm seizing the day and spinning into the spotlight. How very slay, it's giving queen. How very
cringe,
get out my scene. It's beginner's call, the stage is set for me. How very Hannah.
How very Hannah.
How very Hannah, that's the name for my podcast show and your front row. So how very Hannah.
Hit the lights.
How very Hannah.
That's too bright. It's my podcast show. Let's go.
Hello, it's happening. Everybody stay calm. How Very Hannah is here. See what I did there? How Very
Hannah, thank you. I'm proud of that. And isn't that song catchy? Woohoo! How very Hannah. It's like an earworm. My sparkle of the day. I feel like I always need to be wearing something sparkly because that's just so Hannah. How very Hannah. Oh, wow. The cringe has begun. I apologise, but I kind of don't. Anyway, this is my sparkle of the day is... I've had to take my shoe off, unfortunately, because I can't... I could lift it up, but my Crocs! Sparkly pink Crocs with wicked gibbets. Actually, let me take the other one off as well. Hold your noses, guys. The shoes are coming off. Sparkly Crocs with wicked gibbets. Obsessed. I've got my sparkles on. This top, actually, I wore to my first ever Six Musical audition. So I feel like it's my lucky top. I love it. Yes, it's my sparkle of the day. It's my sparkly skirt and matching sparkly scrunchie. Here's a bit of ASMR. This is the worst ASMR ever. If you're watching, you can obviously see I'm wearing a sparkly headband. If you're listening, here's a bit of ASMR. You can hear the sparkly headband. And we've got some sparkles on the belt. A bit of ASMR for you here as well. I don't even know if you can hear that. Let me just... Oh, wow. Stunning. This is my sparkle of the day. Okay. Is my chains on my skirt? I kind of feel a bit edgy and kooky and cool with some chains on. If you were listening, here's a bit of ASMR. Some bit of sparkle ASMR for you. There we go. My sparkle of the day. This is my sparkle of the day. Is my scrunchie. It's this sparkly scrunchie, a bit of ASMR for you. Wait, let me just go down so that you can... Can you hear that? Do you want to play Finish the Lyric? What is this feeling?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, so sad and new. Consider yourself at home. What is this feeling?
Unreal.
Yes. Well done. You got it. Yes, that was it. That wasn't it. Angelica.
Eliza.
Peggy.
The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Liza.
Work! We're here with Leighton Williams.
Woo. Woo. Hey, hey.
First guest on the pod.
I know.
What an honour. No, I'm joking.
No, genuinely, like, for both of us, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Aberdeen. Like, Aberdeen. Like, is that good in the studio? No, we've got some confused faces. So I think we'll skim past that. Well, I wouldn't say that this is a very good for you to do. And I feel like I just put on accent like I am a vampire in what is the movie? Hotel Transylvania. And I think of the vampire in that movie. And this is quite good. It's like the, maybe it's the F instead of the V. Like I wouldn't say vocal. I would say focal. Why am I trying to give accent tips when this is so bad?
Where was I born and raised?
Essex. I don't know exactly where, but Essex.
Oh my God, yeah. Harlow born.
Harlow born.
Regrettably. Raised Epping. So oh, you've been yeah. to my...
I thought Harlowbourne was the place.
Oh, no. Harlow is the place where I was born.
I'm thinking Harlowbourne. I don't know where that is.
Harlow's a bit rough and ready.
Oh, my God. That's a brilliant question. Yes. Yes, I'm Australian now. All right. See you. Goodbye. Wow. I don't know who that alter ego was that answered the phone, but I just felt a bit silly and goofy. Did you get that? Yeah. Yes, I'm Australian. Sorry, I forgot for a second then. Yes, all right. Thank you so much. Is that Broadway calling? Is that? Hello? Okay. Yeah, just leave it outside. Thank you. No worries. Thank you, bye. That was just my delivery guy. Shame. And I am now here with my fabulous guest. It's Tia Coffey.
Yeah.
Woo. The crowd go wild. She's here. I'm so excited to have you on. And look at the outfit. Can we just appreciate the fit? Six the Musical, represent.
Thank you. Well, it had to be done.
And the Bobo buns. Why didn't I think of that?
Sorry, not sorry.
About what I said. I am joined with the YouTube icons, Louise and Darcy.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. This is very cool for us too.
And
very
Darcy, cool. This is your yes. first podcast.
It is. Very excited.
What an honour. What an honour to be Baby Glitter's first podcast.
I am nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Me too.
Oh, you're in a safe zone, guys. Oh my God.
Thank you. What was my OG YouTube name?
Sprinkle of Glitter.
That's right. Aloha, Sprinklerinos.
Wait, say it again.
Aloha, Sprinklerinos.
Wait, that's all my childhood dreams coming true. Okay,
oh,
sorry.
Stop.
Carry on. There was one song that I did learn off by heart. Forgot the words. but I just went da 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 instead of saying any words. But it's not a memory test. I'm like, and they get that. They would rather you just carried on rather than went, oh my gosh, I've forgotten it. Can I start again? Yeah. So I just carried on and I just went da 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 like with my chest.
It's my very own pitch pipe.
Wait, how does this work then? Hannah's hotline. Bow, bow, bow. Ta-da! Guys, this is the best thing I've ever got. I might start become... Wait, so is this just a pitch pipe then? Or is this, you know, those things that people play? That... Oh. Oh, God, that was horrible. We're one of a kind. Wait, this is epic. Get out my way! We could use this for so many games.
Tell everyone the fun fact about Feed the Birds. Because we're watching D23 thing. Meghan Trainor, it was really random.
Yeah, it was really random.
Meghan Trainor came on to sing Feed the Birds. Like, it was not on my bingo card
for 2024. Of all the people to be singing Feed the Birds, Meghan Trainor weren't it.
No, but she sounded incredible.
Yeah, she sounded great, but like, why was she there?
Yeah, it was really weird. And you told me a fun fact about that song.
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to tell the audience?
Walt Disney used to get the Sherman Brothers to come and play it in his office when he was feeling a bit stressed.
There you go. Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins was, I guess, his favourite song.
Mm.
So there's a little fun. We're literally watching it and she's going, Feed the Birds. And Em's going, did you know? Into my ear. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, what was that? My dog, Reuben, is making his podcast debut. He's so excited, as you can see. He's just chilling. But I'm so happy to have him here. He makes me feel so calm. And he's been such a good boy. And yeah, I feel like he's made for the camera. Shall we do a quiz, Rubes?
Oh, yes.
Oh, oh no. Okay.
Which city did I grow up in?
Leicester? Is that right? No.
Not you, just like...
Is that right?
No.
Oh! Oh, wait, now give me a clue then.
You did answer very quickly.
Leicester.
Listen to my accent.
I'm not great with accents. We found that out in the first episode.
Really?
Yeah, wait, speak.
So I am northern.
Oh, Yorkshire. No.
It's the wrong side of the Pennines.
I don't know what Pennines is.
Oh my God, literally anything like above Birmingham for Southerners is like north.
No, Manchester.
Yes.
Okay, oh my gosh, easy.
Easy.
But sometimes stagey is like a feeling, do you know what I mean? It's not like, stagey is like a feeling, it's within.
Is
it's
it not knowing
like,
as well?
It's not, well, sometimes, but like I'm not, in that respect, I'm also not that stagey. It's Erin Caldwell! The crowd go wild! Yay! Ooh, why did I start with a yay? Cut. I am joined with my lovely friend, Erin.
Hello. Hello. I'm so excited.
My fellow Heather and Queen.
We listen and we don't judge. Once during Heather's with my chest, I called JD Jay-Z.
Oh my God, easy mistake to make.
And Jasmine Beale was like this.
No, that's the worst. When you're laughing at something on stage, but you're trying to keep it cool, and then you turn around, and you see someone go,
it's so difficult.
Holding it in, and you can just see their shoulders moving up and down,
and you have no choice but to try and really stay in it. And Jasmine was like, she didn't hide the fact that she was laughing.
Oh yes, you saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked.
Right.
Do you know
watched the first half and then you thought that was the end? Maybe?
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Gravity,
which can I just justify, does seem like it would end a thing.
Yeah,
right?
It ended
it's a big movie.
It's a big
song.
Yeah. Tell me you've watched the movie.
For publicist purposes, I love Wicked. I absolutely, the film's incredible. Go watch it now. No, so I was with Kane's parents and I just got my little Louis and my arm, stood up and went, that was great. And then they were
my
like,
my dad went, sit down.
There's like another hour and a half. And I was like, oh. So then we finished it and I'm outside and like Kane's parents are fully like tears in their eyes. Apparently they've seen it like 10 times before.
My dad loves Wicked.
And I was like, yeah.
Another hour and a half.
She was green.
She was green.
I saw Oliver with, you remember when, What's his name?
Wait, the man that Rowan does like Atkinson. Mr. Bean.
No, he's like old and does musicals and he does the shows on telly. And he found Nancy.
Oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yes.
Andrew Lloyd
Webber. Him. So I saw
he found Nancy. No, if you came to see that, you could have seen me because I was in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as a
with
kid.
With Jodie Pringer.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah. So we have met.
Sorry, yeah. That's why. We have met. I probably...
But you were a fan.
But you were a fan of me.
So you were
and
like...
And I was going, foo, glorious, foo.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, so my first ever musical I saw had you in it.
What's my star sign? I don't think
I don't know this. One. Let me take
I
a guess.
I don't even know this.
Libra.
We just got matching tattoos.
I'm not very my star sign, I don't think.
Leo.
I don't
really... Sorry. I'm not meant to be answering.
What just happened?
Is that right?
What just happened there?
I had a Red Bull before I got on.
Yeah, he just...
Is it Leo?
Yeah, he was like, I don't know why.
I'm so sorry. It just flew out. I actually hate Leos. No, like every ex I had, I hated. And then I got with Kane and then we were like, had a really nice few dates and I went, what are you? And he said, Leo. And I went, oh. But I'm here, so.
And now you've got today, matching tattoos. So.
And I'm happy. I am.
Blink twice.
Nervous laughter. It's Tom Scanlon, everybody. And thanks.
She's really biting my finger right now.
It's the puppy stage. I'm
it
actually.
It is the puppy stage. Oh. No, we're not ooh. Doing that today. Don't embarrass me in front of my podcast
we don't
want
to have to cut you from the pod.
Please, come on, be here.
You've been cut.
Oh, question number three. What was my original Drag Race entrance line? It's a very long entrance line.
Wait, can you give me a clue?
It involves a reference to my name.
Should I make it out? I don't know. I don't know. Would it be like...
I want to hear your improv on this.
What do you fancy? Tea or coffee? Something like that.
Clothes, yeah.
Really? Okay.
It was, it's finally time to spill the tea.
Coffee.
No coffee.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I then shouted reveal dot, dot, dot. And then there was no reveal.
Oh my God. Wait, say it again.
It's finally time to spill the tea. I was on an iconic TV quiz show. What was it?
Was it Mastermind?
I was not on Mastermind.
Right. Will you be good on Mastermind?
I was really annoyed because I was nearly on Mastermind and then I wasn't. Yeah.
Right, give me a clue. I don't know this one. Is it Bake Off?
No. That's not...
that's not a question.
No, that's... literally, that's making cake.
Right, give me a clue.
It used to be hosted by Anne Robinson.
Oh, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, that used to be hosted by Chris Tarrant.
No, I know this. Don't tell me. Oh...
And, like, the title is, like, what she says when you
I
get eliminated.
I can picture you turning the thing around.
I don't know what Chris show you're referring to. They don't turn...
No?
Maybe...
Anne Robinson.
Yeah, she's ginger.
Yes.
She has, like, a bowl cut.
Bowl cut.
She used to, like, wink when she said the iconic line.
You're...
You are... The...
The saboteur.
The...
Trapped. The BBC.
Okay, very... No. Very not that.
You are the weakest link.
Yes!
Oh my God, that would have annoyed me all day if I got
very true. I would also have accepted Bridge of Lies with Ross Kemp.
Oh, okay. Yep. Several quiz shows.
Yes, two quiz shows.
What food do I hate?
Ham.
That's right. Ham is the food of the day. We don't even have ham at home, do
I didn't
we?
I know you didn't like that.
Because we
Darcy,
don't have it in our
videos?
House.
No.
Darcy really. Hasn't seen any of the old videos. About a year ago, Darcy came to me and said, Mummy, there's this video of you online shaving, waxing some man's leg. And I was like, oh, Darcy, you've got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Dirty boy. Otherwise I'd give it away.
Not a dirty boy.
Well, like, what's a dirty boy?
You lived in a tree.
I lived in a tree and all my friends were also living in the tree.
And didn't have parents.
Our parents, we got chucked out of our prams. Oh my gosh, why do I not know this?
Harrowing way to describe this much loved children's tale. There are pirates.
No, pirates and there's London. Oh, Peter Pan. Yeah, there we go. Oh, so you were a lost boy. Yeah. Okay, that would have given it away if you said lost boy. Oh, I got it. You just said dirty boy. I was like, dirty and lost.
I don't know what to say.
Something
so
has
good.
Changed within you. Something has changed.
Something is not the same.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Oh, guys. That was a moment. Hands in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Reach
that's
over.
What we do now.
When we did SpongeBob, we had this tap number, which was Squidward's tap number. And there was this one bit that was like really cheesy. And it's like this time step bit and like blah, blah, blah. Anyway, on Muck Up Matinee, the whole cast had decided amongst themselves that they were going to make me do that bit by myself. So they all stopped dancing. So they all went, but pointed at me. And I carried on. I think I've got it on camera as well. Someone was filming from the side of stage. I carried on with the dance break and just looked over and no one else was dancing. And so it wasn't embarrassing, obviously, because like I was just doing the normal dance break anyway, so it doesn't matter. It was just so funny that they had managed to like organise this, that they were all going to stop dancing, Gareth Gates included, and just point at me. And I was like, It's Grace Mowat. So I'm on the sofa with Grace Mowat. Oh, what a legend, guys. The first person to have ever played all six Heathers. That's a whole thing. All six Queens.
Yeah, cray cray.
It's obviously not the same, but I would compare this to like the crush I used to have on Niall Horan from One Direction. At the time, well, I kind of had a crush on all of them, but actually not Niall, it was Louis. Because in my head, One Direction were like, obviously super popular. I went to their concert 3 times. I loved them. I fancied Louis, and I didn't really, but I chose Louis because I thought he was the most accessible. Because I... Sorry, but it's got a bit of laughter in the studio here. What do you mean? It's Jacob Fowler! Woo, the crowd go wild! Yes, I am here with my very lovely friend, Jacob Fowler. Jacob
and Sons.
That was high. I love that.
Thank you. Well, I joined you. I matched your pitch.
Perfect. Pitch perfect. Zum, 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 zum. You're not going to carry on?
I don't know it.
Here's the thing. We started out friends.
Something.
Oh, sorry. I stopped. Hey, Patrick. Was that too loud in your ears, Sophia? That was aggressive. That was bad. Right, let me start again. Let me think of a line.
Jumped out of bed. Fix up some breakfast for my favourite pet snail.
It's like Ethan Slater's in the room with us.
That was good. Oh, no, that was bad. Right. Well, cut back to the first one. That was good. I'm not doing it again. Right.
Sounded like Miranda Sings.
Jump out of breakfast for...
Jump out of breakfast? Something like that.
Oh, hey, Sandy, it's me, SpongeBob.
Right, so what's in your current bank?
What's in my current bank?
What's in your current wall bank? What,
hey, that was clever, that, for you. Oh, well done.
Thank you, for me.
Who do I do? I do Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, yes.
We do Sid the Sloth.
Okay, this is more than three. You do Draco, you do Jennifer, you do Sid, you do Wilhelmina.
Philomena. Well, I don't really do that, that's just my voice.
Wait, do the impression.
I just
though.
Say that it's hard to believe I'm walking through the ruins of the First Ever City because I'm not. I'm actually walking through Iraq, which is miles away and dangerous. She swears, and I don't do that. Well behaved, it's a family show.
Not on this podcast.
The aircon was leaking on stage, and we didn't know if we were going to have to cancel the show because it was spitting out chunks of ice.
Classic.
And we had a rotating staircase in the middle of the stage.
Wait, sorry, at your college?
Yeah.
At Kappa?
Yeah.
It's giving budget.
Oh, it was a grand old time, actually. So I was that busy looking for chunks of ice falling on the stage. I'm running up the revolving staircase just before Epiphany, which is the really big serious song before the end of Act One, and I put my foot through my shoelace and slid down the stairs face first.
Oh.
And then had to get up and do Epiphany.
Just carried on?
Yeah.
Oh, it was wrong! Jordan!
It was the London Coliseum.
It was wrong! Coliseum! I had every hope in you!
I don't know what to say, really. I don't know, because obviously I was supposed to take over in the next cast change. They were going to paint me green. It was going to be a whole
thing. Oh my gosh, of course.
I'm going to have to speak to my agent about this one, I'm afraid.
You're going to have to rethink your whole career.
Guys, I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Better
luck next time, I guess.
Thanks,
biggest theatre in London, London Coliseum, don't forget it.
All right, well.
All right, bye then.
Have a good day, I guess.
Ciao. Thanks for nothing. He fully hung up on me. Left paw for Adele, right paw for Alicia Keys. Paw. Adele? Well done. Thanks, Rubes. Let me try again. Paw. Oh. Well, now I'm a bit stuck. I do think it's Adele. Is it Adele? Bark for... No. That means it is. Okay, I'm going for option B, Adele. And so is Ruben.
Correct.
Yay.
Well done, Ruben.
Went in there, felt like I was smashing it. I was singing, I don't want to show off no more. Like, I was giving you, like, glitz and glam. Yeah. And you know there's, like, a little dance break. And it goes, you'll never see this. Dun, 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 dun. And I went, you'll never see this. I went, ball, change, whack. This leg went
And I just literally fell on the floor. And it was at like a school. It was in a school. And you know, like the school carpet?
Yeah, yeah.
It was given school carpet. Burn up my leg. On the school carpet.
And was it just you?
It was just me in the room. But I carried on. I don't know how I did that.
That's what
I carried on. I was on the floor like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, you'll never see this. Never see that. Like,
oh, no.
I just carried on.
Oh my God, I'm like, boom, boom, boom. Chat. Now the science is easy. You had to do double and double tall land. And I kind of been smashing it up until there, but it was like my time to go. And the double was cute. But then the Tormund Lair chow, my spot was not it, and I also landed myself fully on the floor. But I think to make up for it afterwards, I like did like 12 backflips around the room.
Oh, just okay,
them,
fine.
Just to let you
like,
know.
I can do stuff, don't worry.
The lyrics completely went for me, but like I'm very much like keep cracking and keep it moving. So I was just like, da 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 da. I forgot my words. And then I just kept singing random stuff until I got to the chorus. And they were like dying. And I was just like, do you know what? At least I've made them laugh.
Yeah.
We listen and we don't judge. So I always say, oh, I hate auditions. Like, oh, don't we all hate auditions? But I actually love auditions.
No way.
I know. That's
what?
So...
What is wrong
just
with you?
I think I just love auditions.
We listen and we don't judge.
On my last show of Pretty Women, on my very last day, I took a disposable camera on stage and took pictures, but I did leave the flash on by accident and I got caught. But the pictures turned out great.
And it was your last day anyway, so
like last day,
what they're going to do? Catch me?
I know.
Fine, Megan have to catch me first. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my pit. Like, check.
Oh. Did you hear me hiccup and burp at the same time?
It was like, oh.
I'm so sorry. I can only apologise to anyone who heard that.
And I feel like in the pro shot, that's like my moment.
It
goes, little dang, dang. And when they came up towards me with a camera, I was like, this is my moment. You
but
watch back,
so
I'm literally giving you everything. I'm dang, 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 dang. I'm like, this is going on my TikTok.
Smashing
how
it. How very.
Hannah. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
She didn't know that. Did you not know that?
No, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
We need to play the opening sequence. How very Hannah. Da, da.
DSM. Is the middle word stage?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's all I'm getting, really.
Okay, just have a think.
Down.
Yep.
Downstage.
Yep.
Musical.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. How are you getting this?
Yes.
Well, I'll be on stage before we know it.
Okay, don't hate me, but they were all wrong. Okay, bar
except
one.
Swing was perfect.
Oh my God, I felt so gaslit because I was like, I thought Swing was right. Okay.
No, Swing was right. No, Swing was actually right.
Swing was right. And I was like, you know what? The only song I won't go over is Freeze Your Brain because I've sang that. It's been part of my rep for years. Easy peasy. Got on. You went cherry or lime, blah, blah, blah. I did all the thing. Got to the song. I went, I've been through 10 high schools. They start to get...
Oh, no.
Is this the one
what
you
happened?
Knew? Is that the one you knew?
I just panicked.
It's the song
yeah, it's the one I knew inside out. I was just panicking. Yeah. Bearing in mind, this is 300 people. The show sold out in 5 minutes because me and Sophie were both on as our covers for the first time together. Sophie stood there like... And I'm going...
Like you're not trying.
like my brain isn't imploding, literally vein popping out of my head, sweat beading. And then I go, and then I found it. And then I was like, oh, I'm singing the wrong verse at the wrong bit. And then I was like, you know what? They get what they get.
Yeah.
And it got to the chorus and I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh my God.
Freeze your brain. I was like,
it's funny that it was on that song.
Yeah because it's the one that you think
it's the one that I was like, I know this inside out.
But even the name of the song.
Freeze your brain.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
I have been that traumatised that I failed to like, see how just, obviously funny that was.
It's comedy
you
gold,
had a brain
really.
Freeze.
I literally had a
literally.
Brain freeze.
Potentially you could actually write that into it and it would actually be
you know what?
Just spend the whole song like...
Yeah.
Brain
oh, he's
freeze.
Method acting.
Thackeray puts her contacts in. Thackeray blinks. That was good.
Thackeray's got a new bathroom. Thackeray sinks.
So we are in the streets of London! Yes, the crowd went wild. I'm trying to pick people that aren't going to reject me. Excuse me, do you like singing?
No, thank you.
Okay, no worries. He was American. Wow, yeah. Da 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 da. Someone's got a little penalty charge notice on there. Sad times. I don't know what else to say about that, to be honest. Park your car properly.
What is going on in the deli?
Wait, how are we going to end this? Wait, let me think. Let me get my creative juices.
Suzanne.
What would Suzanne do? What would Suzanne do?
Suzanne ran.
Out
of
the deli. Screaming,
help!
The
monster
is
running
around
me.
The
end.
Do you know what happens all the time to me? It's people call me Heather and I'm here for it. People call me Heather like more often than they call me Hannah, I swear.
What was it you were saying the other day? The difference between hey with one Y and hey with two Ys.
I was texting a boy.
Is significant.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So we're DMing.
Three Ys is two like, woo. Three Ys is like,
yeah.
And it's like, whoa, calm down.
Then one Y is like, hey. I was like, let me give you some advice. Okay. Why don't you just put, hi, name, how are you? I'm well. She was like, no. I'm just going to put hey with two Ys. I was like, why? She was like, you know, hey. And then she tried to like do different hey. She was like, hey, hey, hey. And I was like, you're saying the same word.
What about just hello? Is that off limits?
Oh, no, that's too formal.
Oh, okay, way too formal.
And hi? Hi's too friendly.
Okay, so hey is perfect, but just with two Ys.
Yes.
Let me note that.
I think, hello, how are you? I hope you're well is perfect.
You write an email to text me.
It was not my dance mom day.
Oh, my God, please.
I made an error.
I already which know this.
Which I have now rectified.
Like, no.
So I like to film Darcy. And when Pearl used to do stage things, Pearl doesn't anymore, but I film my children because I want the memories and I love it. I make a point of only filming my children or the children of like my friends. Just I like to obviously know the children.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is, Hannah, they all have their hair the same and they all have the exact same like leotards and little tutus and outfits. So what? And I have to be really careful with the filming because it's in a theatre and they have the stewards telling you not to film. I'm like, oh, get away. Yeah. I'm filming my child. I know everybody hates that. I'm only filming Darcy. Except this time I filmed Darcy and I thought, Darcy is a beautiful, beautiful girl. Filming her the whole dance.
Following her around.
Yeah, following her around, watching her, thinking, oh, my baby, crying. Oh, I love it so much. I love you. And then doing all my little, you know, I do my little thumbs up to Darcy. So like, or I go like this to her. All of that, little waves, my little mummy waves, all of that. I get home and think, oh, I'm going to watch that lovely video of Darcy dancing. It wasn't Darcy. I hadn't filmed Darcy. I had filmed another girl that looked a bit like Darcy.
Another very talented child.
And I was like, obviously, just so you know, I've deleted that video of her. But also now I think that child saw, because I always will get the front row. I'll be there like waiting for Glastonbury tickets, like ready to push the button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she just saw some woman in the front row doing like, yeah, I do. I go, do my little, my mummy. Yeah. All of that. Aww. And then crying. And she probably thought, what is going on? Who is that? Why?
I'm sure she appreciated the support. I mean, was her mum there?
Yeah, I don't know who her mum was, though.
Oh, no.
So that's imagine if her mum was like right behind me and she's thinking, why are you filming my daughter? I was like, this is terrible. So now I'm always like, is that definitely mine?
Oh, we love it. We love the drama.
We do.
Love the drama, Mick.
Who's Mick?
Oh.
I'm confused.
It's okay. It's from Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, okay.
It's all the drama, Mick. I just love it.
Shanice, your mouth is moving a lot like a rat.
Yappa, yappa, yappa.
Shut it, please. Yes. Elphaba realised that she had pride.
I don't know.
That's it? I don't know.
F.
J.
G.
Wait.
T.
Wait, where did we get
J for jam? J. L is for the way you look at me.
Darcy doesn't know this song.
L.
Lovely. They went to the Emerald City together to meet the wizard.
Q.
Oh.
question time. Why is she on the broomstick? Question time.
That was so good. There's a 30% chance it's already raining.
It was perfect timing. It's sunny, but it's raining, so I feel like we should get going and get
classic
doing some dirt.
British weather.
It's out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah!
Have a great day. Bye, thank you.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I don't know the rest of the words.
Yes, Grace! So what am I singing?
Honey, Honey from Mamma Mia.
Not the honey stand, okay.
Honey, honey, how he thrills me, uh-huh. Honey, honey. Ba, 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 ba,
ooh. Walking away, walking away, walking away, walking away. Walking away, walking away, walking away.
Sophie Sheridan. What a thrill. Get her in.
Oh, did someone just cheer for me? No. Oh, it's a child.
It's a child.
Oh, is that who, me?
Is that how people cheer for you?
It was the first day of rehearsals, right, for Heather's musical?
How do you remember
that? No, the second day of rehearsals, because I wasn't at the first day of rehearsals.
Oh, yeah. Where were you?
I hadn't been cast yet.
Oh.
Right.
Classic.
Drama.
So I, yeah, second day of rehearsals.
Wait, so you were like a late addition to the cast?
Yeah. Listen to this. I'll tell you a bit of story. I'll tell you a bit of story. On the Monday, it would have been your first day of rehearsals, got a message from the casting team at 9 a.m. saying, we've got a full cast, but like, we love Jacob, but you know, it's not going any further. I was like, fine. Started playing FIFA. Genuinely, 2 hours.
Can't picture you playing FIFA.
11 a.m., I got a message saying, hi, what's Jacob doing for the next 15 weeks? Like, is he free to do Heather's? And I was like,
wait, what happened then?
In those 2 hours, I spoke to Paul Simpson. He's like, I don't have a clue. But anyway.
I don't know. Cynthia Erivo?
No. An older actress.
Oh, I know, I know. You're Judi Dench. Is that wrong?
No, yes, that's wrong. What do you mean? You think she's on Broadway right now, contending against Nicole Scherzinger?
I don't know. Sophia said that it was Judi Dench. No, wait, I'm going to need more clues for this because I'm actually embarrassed now.
Hello.
Hi.
Where should you be right now?
Probably like on stage in Heather's or something.
Probably in class, you mean?
Oh, you're the trunchbull.
Oh, that was so good.
That was so good. You're Amanda.
We're a good team. Amanda.
My mommy says they're cute.
Your mummy is
your
a twit.
Your mummy. I'd love to be trunchbull.
My favourite line from Matilda.
Entire confection.
I don't know it that well. Oh. Sorry.
I actually think it's from the movie, but it's when the chef brings out the cake, the chocolate cake, and the trunchbull goes,
you
go to eat the entire confection, and the cook goes, entire confection. Yeah. And then she goes, thanks, cookie, and she goes, see you at lunch.
I do know
we quote it all the time, me and my siblings. You absolutely killed it.
I don't think I did.
No, you didn't, but I'm going to boost you up either way, because that's what we do.
That's what we do. Women support women.
Yeah.
Women in male dominated
fields. Let's hold hands. Holding space.
Do you know the amount of people that have done that to me in the past week since I've had these put on? They're like, it's giving Cynthia, and everybody keeps grabbing my nail for emotional
Let
support.
Let me do it. There's the thumbnail.
Whoa. Whoa. Not to flex on you all. My like special skill is that I can burp on command.
Go on then.
This is the weirdest thing anybody's ever done on a podcast.
B. Come on.
You remember that scene in Nativity where the kids are all doing stuff for auditions?
Oh my god. I think I'm sick. Oh my god.
I can't go.
I didn't realize I could do this.
I don't feel special anymore.
Oh gosh,
What do you wear in your ears?
Earrings? Some of us just want adventures. We only earrings.
Okay, this is not going well.
Wait, what is the line?
We only seek wind in our earrings.
No, that's wrong. Sorry. that's got to be wrong. I'm getting this up. I refuse to believe I'm wrong. Hold on. This is where you find out that I'm a sore loser. Poor. So Sarah Bareilles wrote this song. All right. Sit. Paw. Other paw. Lie down. Wait. Wait. Take it. Oh, I just dribbled. Did you see that? These treats are making me hungry. But my first thought was Legally Blonde. I need Legally Blonde to come back for a full West End revival. I saw it at the Savoy years ago, got a picture with Sheridan Smith at stage door, absolute fangirl. I would love to play Elle Woods, obviously. But honestly, I would be anything in that show. Like, I don't know, a tree, a dog, a bruiser. Do you know what I mean? Cast me as Bruiser. Just anything. I would sell my soul to be in Legally Blonde. It's giving Elle Woods. Step one, he's after Harvard Law. And this is Bruiser Woods.
She has
Bruiser,
just,
where's
she's
Elle?
Just bitten a hole into my shirt.
She's trapped in the Old Valley Mill. She doesn't have an engagement outfit. Oh. She's totally freaking out. All right. We'll leave that one there. That worked, though.
That was good.
Clip that
She's
for the TikTok.
She's going to be a star.
Improvisation game. Bum. There you go. There's the jingle. Is it going? Was that recording? Get in there. Do I have to do it again? No. Perfect. Oh, I've got a burp coming. Hold on. No, it's gone. Thanks for watching. Bye. Okay.
Oh, honey.
We cannot do it. We cannot do it. Sorry, baby boy.
Oh, he's not. This is not the tightrope. Not the great showman.
Zendaya.
That's really impressive. He's literally on this whole thing.